Some of South Africa's most prominent political and business leaders flew halfway around the world to attend the conference here in New York. After 12 years of democracy, South Africa, sub-Sahara's largest economy, wants US investment to help fund its biggest infrastructure boom ever. The country will host the 2010 World Cup, and the soccer tournament means billions of dollars in infrastructure projects which need funding from Wall Street and the rest of the world. Worries over political instability, war, and Africa's pandemic of HIV/AIDS have acted as a drag on US investment. Former World Bank President James Wolfensohn, here to reassure potential investors, argues that South Africa is the safest investment on the continent.
If you're going to invest in the continent, which I think in the medium term is a must for most investors, the place to take a look at how you can do that, where you can do it safely, politically, and where you can find people of confidence, in my experience, is significantly South Africa.
Higher commodity prices have helped investors in gold and platinum, and South Africa's successful World Cup bid is providing additional opportunity. According to business leaders like Maria Ramos, the chief executive of South Africa's port, rail and pipeline operator Transnet.
Whether it's in the building of the infrastructure, in the stadium, whether it's in the businesses around it, whether it's in terms of the amount of hotel rooms we're going to need, the jobs that are going to be created, whether it's the tourism industry, where the spin-offs, I think, go well beyond 2010.
Foreign direct investment into Africa jumped 78% last year to a record $31 billion. While South Africa received the lion's share of almost $6.5 billion, countries like Angola, Botswana and Mozambique also saw large increases. And Africa's economy as a whole grew 5.5% in 2005. The message here from South Africa's business leaders is that South Africa is a gateway to the rest of the almost untapped continent. And it's not just large South African companies that are benefiting. Africa's young economic pioneers are seeking US capital as well. Sibongile Sambo manages a startup aviation company, SRS Air.
It would definitely help our company to grow. We need, investors in the form of debt or equity that can fast track the growth in our company.
There's also a strategic element to US investment in Africa. The Chinese are rapidly moving into the African marketplace. Oil-rich countries like Angola and Sudan now export more to China than to any other country. With traditional sources of energy in the Middle East unstable at best, analysts argue that US investment in South Africa may provide more than just monetary returns. Nathan King for VOA News, New York.